We're toward the bottom of Daf Yutes and Aleph. It says Mishnah in parentheses. I think it's a different discussion whether this is the continuation Mishnah stopped or the continuation of it, but it's about 4 lines till the Gemara starts. Daf Yutes and Aleph. Hayu misanin v'yardu lehem gishamim. So let's say they were fasting and they decided to fast and rain starts to fall. So we mentioned before, and usually when you declare a fast, you're supposed to finish the fast day, but it only is if you already began fasting. If you started to fast, let's say you officially the fast starts at dawn, and before sunrise, it started raining already. So if that happened, you don't have to finish the fast off because you never really started the fast. You didn't skip anything yet. It wasn't even like the time of day to eat yet, even. But once already has been sunrise, that means there was moments in time when you were not eating, halakhically speaking. The day already halakhically started. Then yashlimu, you should see it to the end. You should finish it off. Rabbi Lezer Omer, kodim chatzos lo yashlimu. Lachatzos yashlimu. Rabbi Lezer argues, says, no, it's not about Nate. It's about even chatzos, meaning there's times when you go to yeshiva, let's say you have a som gedalia and the guys didn't have breakfast yet. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't make it. Can't make it through the day. You're like, you didn't skip anything yet. It's breakfast time. Like, what are you getting so excited about? So according to Lazar, Chatzos is a time when people usually, if you haven't by Chatzos, that means you're fasting. Before Chatzos, before midday, if you haven't eaten, it's like breakfast time still. So nothing's really noticeable that you started fasting yet. So Lazar says, only even if it hasn't hit Chatzos, it hasn't hit midday, hasn't hit noon yet, that's not even considered fasting yet, and therefore you don't have to finish the fast. After Chatzos, after midday, then it starts to rain, then you have to finish this fast already considered having begun. You should see the fast to the end. And then Mishnah tells a story. Maisa Shagazru Tainus Belud. We had Lud before him, we have Lud again right now. There's a story that they had a fast day declared in Lud. And then the rain began to fall 11 a.m., whatever it was, before noon, before Chatzos. I'm going to be talking. Retarfer says to the people in Lud, Su v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yom tov. Go out, you can eat, you can drink, make yourself a holiday, make a celebration for yourself, meaning Hashem has heard our tefillas. V'yitzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yom tov. Ubao ben arbaim. They came back like mincha time. V'karu halal hagadol. And they recited the halal hagadol, which is what we say on Shabbos, you know, hod l'Hashem kitov kilam chastom. Because one of the parts there is noticing lechem l'chol basar kilam chastom. And Hashem gives us lechem l'chol basar. He provides a sustenance. So the custom was to say that as well because Hashem heard their tefillos. Okay. Beginning of the Gemara. The Mishnah has, the Perek started off with these tainos that we say are Berevir Rishona, after Revir Rishona. So the Gemara here quotes that line. Tidur time is Ha'ilu Ha'amor Berevir Rishona. Verminu. We have a contradiction. Revir Rishona Vishnia Lishol. The reason why we highlight when the first rains and the second rain is supposed to come, it's tafka to know when to start asking for rain. You're supposed to be asking, davening for rain. But only shlishis lisanos, only the third time period to come, the first for the rains to come, and it didn't come. That's when we start to fast. That's when we realize we have a problem on our hands. So the Mishnah sounds like even the first fast, the first rain's missing. Now we're saying it's got to be the third rain to actually start fasting. So Rabbi Yehuda, Hachikam, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is what it means to say. When do we say these? He's rereading the Mishnah now a little differently. When do we say these fast days should be held? Is Mancha Yatza Revir Rishona Vishnia Vishlishis Vilyardu Gisham? Dafka when the first, second, and third calendar rains were supposed to come ready, and still nothing has come yet. Avalyardu Gisham Revir Rishona Vizar. But if the Revir Rishona, the first calendar slot for rain has come, and rain fell, Vizaru, and you planted, Velo Tzamchu, and the plants didn't grow properly, Inami, or alternatively, Tzamchu V'chazru V'nishtanu, they grew, but they went back, and they, something went wrong with them, they changed this, there was a problem with the growth, then Masrin Aleim Miyad, then you actually do start davening and fasting right away. So again, the Gemara changes what the Mishnah sounded like at first. The Mishnah first sounded like the first rain calendar schedule that doesn't come, you should fast. That's what the Mishnah sounds like. That's not what it means. It means when the first rains don't come. What does it mean, first rains? It means when the first and the second and the third zmanim that were highlighted to be rainfall times and none of them came, that's when you start the fast. So when it says Revere Rishon doesn't mean the first calendar date. It means the first rains missed their first, second, and third dates they should have been coming. That's when you start to fast. But we could fast earlier if the rain fell and nothing grew, or if it started to grow and it seems to be nishtanu, to change and to seem to not grow properly. Then we would start to fast and to be masri and to blow shofar to daven for the growth of the plants immediately. Amar Rav Nachman davka nishtanu aval yavshulo. Rav Nachman says only if it changed, but not if it dried out. If it dried out, you do not daven anymore. Rashi points out to be a very important reason why. You don't daven because it's not going to help. When something dried up, it's basically dead. When something is dead, you don't daven for it anymore. It's over. I mean, a person can daven for something that's still possible to have an effect. I think we mentioned this beforehand, a tefillah shav is when you daven for something that's never going to be different anymore. If it's already over, you can't daven for it anymore. So when a person, God forbid, we had before, the idea of bracha is something that's someone in an eye, something that's hidden from the eye. Once you know it's there already, you can't daven for it. It's already known. So over here as well, something dried out, it's over. There's nothing to daven for anymore. If you daven, that'd be called tefillah shav, a davening for no reason. And therefore, davka nishtanu, if it seems to be some sort of a change in it, but when it's dried out completely, you don't daven. Gemara says, pshita. Of course, nishtanu, it's not. The Mishnah, the Bryce that we quoted, said the word, if it changed, you can start right away for a change. It didn't say drying out, so what's the chiddush? The Gemara, lo tricha de akun. Akun means that the stalks were growing. Meaning there was, even though it's dried out, there was still some development in the stalk itself. So Malutem, what would you have said? Akanta milsi. The stalks growing is significant. Meaning it seems to be a sign of it's recouping its strength again. Maybe it will grow, in fact, properly. You could think that way. Kamashulan, we come teach you that we don't say that way. Once it's been dried out, even if there's still some movement in the stalk, it's still considered dead. It's not going to produce any fruit anymore, even if the stalk continues to grow. So that's the Gemara right now, the first part of the Gemara. Again, we change the lashon of the Mishnah, not the lashon, but what it meant. When it says that these fasts are for the first rainfalls, it doesn't mean the first zman. It means first, second, and third zman missing. Then you start to do these series of fasts. However, other things that may go wrong, you can fast right away. As for example, we mentioned if it's nothing's growing, or if it grew, but then it kind of had like a little shift in its growth, and it seems to be having a problem right now. But if it's dry, you don't daven for it because it's too late to daven for it. If someone's dead, you don't daven for a foolish flame, but they already died. Okay, back to the next part of the Gemara. We quoted earlier on that if you had a hafsaka, a break between rain and rain for 40 days, then you fast right away. And we mentioned before that's a sign of makas betzores, like a plague of a shortage of food. My makas betzores, what does it mean? It's a plague of a shortage of food. What does it mean? How does a plague result in shortage of food? It's a plague that leads to a shortage of food, meaning the lack of rain will lead to not having enough food. Now, Rabbi is going to define the difference between a shortage of food and a drought. And Tosov here points out the reason why that matters is because a shortage of food, maybe we don't have to, even though the Mishnah says, but there's shortage of food and there's really a drought. A shortage of food is a tough time, but you don't have to necessarily fast for it. But a drought is a different story altogether, which we'll see right now. Rav Nachman is going to point this out. Rav Nachman, nara anara bitsursa, which means if you don't have, let's say, produce here, but there's a river, I can get somewhere from using a river, river to river. I mean, I can travel to the next town over through a river, and I can get there, and that will get me food. That's only bitsurta, top of your intestinal base. That's only a shortage of food. I can still get food. Again, it's not coming in my area. My city doesn't have it. But a small travel provided for me, that's not considered really a famine yet. But medinsa a medinsa kafna. But if my entire country doesn't have, it's not like a small little trip to the market, you know, a few townships over. My entire medina doesn't have it. Meaning I got to travel now, on horse, on camelback or on donkey to the next country. Who knows where it is? That would be already a sign of more than a shortage of food. That's already the sign of a drought. Again, Tosin points out the reason why that matters. Tosin on top of Yud Tes and Aleph, is because you don't just, you don't, even though the Mishnah says a shortage of food, but so as you fast for, it's not really this, it's really a drought that you fast for. A shortage of food is annoying, it's frustrating, it's difficult to deal with, but you wouldn't necessarily fast for that level of a shortage. We're now going to describe a little more, how do we define what's considered, you know, Dan, what do you got?
If there's a shortage of, if there's a drought, aren't you fasting anyways? If there's no food?
So this is what you're you do fast when there is a drought. That's what
I'm saying just physically, like logically speaking, you don't have food, you can't eat, you're going to be fasting by default anyways.
This is what you're fasting for. This is exactly the same thing. This is, you're fasting for that drought.
I'm saying you have a drought. You don't have food. You have to be fasting. There is no food to eat.
Oh. Daniel's saying no food.
Yes or no. Meaning, when I say there's no food, it doesn't mean your covers are empty, mamish. It doesn't mean you don't have a morsel of food. It means that there's not food to be had in the stores. There's no food to be had in the stores, it means. Meaning, I can't just go to my local supermarket and buy what I want. I may have... You know, I know in my house, in our pantry, we have things stocked up. Not my house, my parents' house, I should say. When I grew up, we had things stocked up from that were expired years ago because there might be one day a drought. And you never know. We may have these cookies that we may need because, you know, even though it's true they've gotten off the shelves already for the last decade, but you never know. If you had a drought, that might come in handy at some point in time. So we had those. So in case, like you pointed out, it would be a drought, we wouldn't die. I mean, we might die, but it wouldn't be from starvation. It would be from eating spoiled food, which is a whole different story. And that's not something, you know, that we're concerned with right now.
You know, this is coming up. You know, this is coming up on the Zoom at 11 o'clock, right?
Okay. Anyways, Amar Bichanina. Bichanina states, Sa Bisela Vishricha Bitsurta. If you have a Sa, which is a certain volume of grain that you buy, and it costs a Sela, which is, meaning you're buying, it's not a lot of food for a lot of money. But you can get your hands on that. Meaning, it's a seller's market, but there is what to get. It's just, you know, it's in the stores, it's just expensive. That's a sign of a shortage of food, but you still have food. It's gettable, just not that much, and they're charging for it a lot. But our ba'a, if they sell for a seller, which means it's not so expensive, below shikha, but you can't find those in the stores. Meaning, again, the price is not so bad, but it's hard to get your hands on the food because there's not much food to go around. That's a sign of kafna, sign of a famine. So again, it's not the price that we're worried about; it's the availability of that food. And Amar Rav Yochanan adds on and says, lo shanu el bezman shamos bezol. Who perish biyoker? What we said above, it's only a sign of a shortage of food, but not a famine. That's when most are bezol. Most is money. Money is cheap, meaning you have money, but it costs a lot. The perish are biyoker. The perish are expensive. It costs a lot. That's when we say it's only a shortage of food, but not really a famine. Aval most biyoker, who perish bezol. But let's say the fruit was pretty cheap, but no one has money. The most is biyoker. Rashi going over here that no, you can't find money, meaning it's expensive to have money, which means no one has real money right now. Then, even though the price seems to be decent, and there's enough to go around, you can even find it in the stores. It exists in the stores, but you can't buy it because you don't have cash. No, there's a depression, and no one has money. Then again, as Daniel pointed out, that's a sign of, you know, you're fasting because you have no food. But you're desperate because you have no money to buy food. There's food to be had. It's not even so expensive. But you happen not to have any money. It's a recession. Then again, Masrina Lemia, we immediately break into our fasting when that would take place. Okay. Yeah, Ram, what do you got?
How many people in the country or community have to be in that state where the fruit is cheap, but they don't have the money? Because nowadays, there are definitely some people where it's cheap or considered cheap, and they can't afford it, but other people can.
Excellent question. My guess is in a state when people cannot help each other out. I read recently Mishpacha magazine. It was good for you, Rana, and for you, Dad. Because it has to do with Maryland. There's this catering company called Officials, which is a catering place in Baltimore. They just he was listening to Daf Yomi Shir and Maseches Brachos. My wife showed this article to me over Shabbos. And he was very inspired by something he saw in the Gemara, And he went over and beyond his ability, and he started to cater homemade meals for people who couldn't go out. They couldn't go to the stores. It was Corona. It is Corona. And he made like 1,300 like meals for people. And I don't think he charged for it, meaning people provided for each other. So if people can provide for each other, you may not have, but there's a local, there's a Shabbos, Tokay Shabbos people have, or other types of helpers they have going around and things. So as long as people can provide for each other, so that I assume would be, you don't have to fast up. Once you don't have the ability anymore to provide for each other with what your limited means, I'll assume that's the time when it's referring to over here, is my guess. What do you got up?
No, I was just going to say, in Muncie, the big supermarkets here, what they do on Friday afternoon is all the extra food they have from, like, the deli and all, like, the fresh challahs and stuff, the shul right up my block, they take this massive truck, they unload everything, and you just line up, and everything's free to take.
Wow. So, yeah, so once that would happen and there was nothing left to line up and no one could take anything, they don't have food, that's when we say, okay, we got to go straight to the – you know, to the fasting and to the crying out.
Yeah, if you go to the chok, like, right before Shabbos starts, like, all the bakeries are just, like, giving away everything they have left over.
That's true.
Like, all stuff. I know one of my friends, he, like, walked by once and he just that's saw, awesome. Like, the whole line.
To the chevre that does that. Kol kavod. Okay. It makes sense to do it. It's just, I didn't know they did that. It makes sense.
Yad Yehuda here in D.C., Silver Spring.
Yeah.
They also serve, but again, that's funded by the government. They serve meals. You just have to tell them beforehand what is it you want. Everything they've got brought in is kosher. You don't have to be Jewish. You just have to come in and pick it up.
It's awesome. Baruch Hashem. We got Aaron Blue. What do you got?
One, so if it's a shortage, there's no fasting?
That's what Tosos says. Tosos argues and says the reason why we bring down the difference between what's a shortage of food and what's considered a famine is because even though the Mishnah says the word shortage of food, but Soros said it earlier on, so the Mishnah said, the Gemara is redefining. That doesn't mean shortage of food like we're saying right now. It means really a famine. But a shortage of food, we would not fast for, according to the Gemara right now, the pitosos.
And also, when it says that it's one seya for one sela, and then four seya for one sela,
yeah,
wouldn't four seya be more for a sela?
It's more bang for your buck.
I thought we were saying
four times the amount of produce for one sela.
Oh, say as the...
That's the volume of crop.
Okay.
Dom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells over this example where you see that you can maybe... there's food to be had, but they don't money. Nehirna kad havi kaimi dalid son to sella. Nehirna says, Rashi, because I remember when, kad is when there was... the grain was four son for a sella. I mean, they sold a lot of grain for a sela, meaning it wasn't so expensive. But having nefishi nefichi kapan b'teveria midles isar. Nefishi means a lot. There are a lot of nefichi. Nefichi means swollen, like distended. People who have distended stomachs means that they don't. It could be that they're fat, that they haven't eaten in a long time. Their stomachs start to swell up. So there was a lot of people with distended stomachs because of a kapan b'teveria, a famine in Teveria. Midles Isar. Isar is a coin because no one had coins. No one had cash. No one had money. So even though there was what to buy, they had nothing to buy with. So we see over here, that's a time of desperate times, calls for desperate measures, and we go straight into our intense fasting and davening. Again, not like they don't ask earlier the fasting because you don't have no food. You might have a little bit here, a little bit there, but it means that it's a famine right now, and we have to break into our tefillah. Yeah, pass.
shouldn't we then avoid the use of the word famine because famine is associated with food? Shouldn't we just say troubling times, and in case of troubling times, we fast?
We have to define, meaning troubling times, and a famine doesn't mean, again, it means that there's no food growing, usually with famine. It doesn't mean you can't buy in the market, you know, some vegetable or some other thing. But I don't know if a famine is there's no food. It means that there's
no. Really, no, but what I'm saying in effect is famine has to do with food.
Yeah.
And people not having the economic means, like right now, we talked about this just a moment ago.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, people weren't making money. So that's why these people are arranging to give out food. That's not right. A famine.
Correct.
So to use the term famine mixes categories, mixes concepts. There's famine where there's no food available or everything you've described, or here people can't buy what's there. A recession, call it what you will.
Yeah.
So isn't it off the mark to call it a famine by categorize it as a famine? Because food is available. We're just having troubling times. Fix it with whatever you want, fast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But let's not confuse it with famine.
Fair. I hear that. I mean, the Gemara does sound like saying that, but you're right. It's not the right word to use probably in that context. I agree with that. Okay. Good point. Yardu l'tzmachim avol ilan. The Mishnah had said earlier on, if the rain fall only for the plants but not for the trees, we cry out right away. And we said the vice versa, we cry out right away. Versus Bishlam l'tzmachim avol ilan, mishkachas la, the asanich avol asya urazia. It makes sense that we can describe a situation when it falls for the plants but not for the trees. And we mentioned earlier on in the Gemara, like at the beginning of the first parak, that you have certain types of rainfall that's good for trees and good for plants. So what do we find good for plants but not for trees? We find it when it comes nicha, it comes like a nice gentle rain. That's good for the plants more than it is for the trees. It doesn't come so strong. And the vice versa, the ilam lo tzmachim, we have good for trees but not good for plants. The asir razel asir nicha, it goes strong, doesn't rain so gently, and therefore the trees are very strong and take a strong rain, but the plants might get beaten up by the strong rain. And we even understand lazev lazev, sorry, nicha. Lazev lazev, a little boros, a little slow, sheikh, and amaros. We also find when it rains well for plants and for trees, but not for the, the boros, the water, the pits, and the sheikhin, and the ditches, and the maros, and the caves. We understand how that could be also. How could that work? Mishkachas la da'asya raziv anicha. Mutuva lo asya. Because there was strong rain. There was gentle rain. But there wasn't a lot of rain. Tuva means a lot. There wasn't a lot of it. So you could have what gives the plants, what gives the trees, but not what fills the cisterns and the ditches and the water holes. That we get. But there's one case we don't understand. Elohad Tanya, when the Mishnah described Yardu laboros l'shichin l'maros. If there's a proper rain as far as filling up the water holes and the ditches and the caves, v'lo lazev lazev, but not for the plants or for the vegetables, heichem mishkachas la, where do you find that? I mean, if it's gonna fall, it's gonna fall enough rain to fill up the wells, then shouldn't that either help the plants or help the trees? How do you find one not like that? So Gemara says, the asya bishpichusa, that you find it when it's a real thunderstorm type of rain. It's too strong and it will it's too strong and it's too heavy that even the trees don't get it, and certainly the plants are washed away at this type of rain. Now it does fill up the caves and the ditches and the water holes, but not actually the plants are not helped by this at all. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Masriin al Ilanos v'prosa Pesach. A person should again cry out regarding the lack of rain to the trees when it's pros means close to, right before Pesach time. While Boros, meaning up until then, is when you're still crying out for trees. Al Boros v'shichin Moros, and regarding for the wells and the ditches and the caves, afilu v'prosa Chag, even when it comes close to Sukkot's time, because even later in the year, we still are davening for those. Balkulan, im ein lahem mayim lishtos, masrin aleihem miyad. The Girsa Balkulan here is taken out by the Gra and by the Bach, so I won't read that inside, but im ein lahem mayim lishtos, if there's no water for people to drink at all, then certainly, masrin aleihem miyad, we immediately start to cry out and to scream. We don't have to wait for any of these seasons, no matter what season it is. The shortage of water is a very serious thing. We would cry out right away. Vezu miyad. What does we say? We do miyad. What does it mean miyad? How does it mean, like right the second we stop and we do it? Where does it know? Vezu miyad shalahem. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. We still keep our Monday, Thursday, Monday fasting cycle. So we wait for that first Monday to kick in, and then we break out our Monday, Thursday, Monday fasting. Again, this next word Baal is taken out by the Bach. Kulan, e masri naleid el ba'afarchia. But all these things we only again scream out and cry out and fast if it's in your city, in your township, if it's a place that you're in. One second. Yeah, if all of your water has run dry in the wells we mentioned beforehand, that's only if it's in your area. Then you fast. But if you're in the neighboring area, we mentioned beforehand, and sometimes the neighboring area also fast. Not for these cases. If your wells are full, your water holes and your ditches and your caves are full of water, and the neighboring town is not, so that they're going to cry out and they're going to fast right away, but not you. But Askarav. Yeah, sorry, Dan. Yep.
What about the plants? Like, we skip that.
What do we skip it?
Meaning we said when we dive in, if the trees don't get it, then we said if the caves don't get it. But what about plants?
We said all of them. Each one of them, I think the mission I said earlier on, each one of them doesn't get it, you fast. We just don't understand how that could ever happen. Whichever one.
No, I'm saying like right now when we're talking, like, if it doesn't fall, that then we say for Pesach, and if it doesn't get in the water hole.
When is the time period for the plants?
Plants. Yeah.
Good question. It's a good question. My guess is the same one for the trees, but I'm not positive. It's a good question. Good horror. Not sure. Let's see if I said anything here. Hold on.
Could you repeat the question, Ruby?
Yeah, Aaron's pointing out that we mentioned how long you're going to daven, what time of the year you should daven for, in order to hope that the trees, you know, if there's shortage of water for the trees, or shortage of water for the you know, the cisterns and the ditches and the caves. We never mentioned up until where you daven for a shortage of water for the plants. Because we mentioned the three things, that different things that we're worried about here. Is plants getting the proper rain, trees getting the proper rain, and then these boer shichim oros. We don't mention the tzmach and the plants. Good question. I would guess same as the trees, but it's a guess. I don't know. Good question. Yeah, Dan, what do you got?
You said that if something's bad, if there's like over raining, then the town next to you fasts or doesn't fast.
If there is an over raining, if there was not, no, if there wasn't, meaning if they didn't have the collecting of rain in the pits and in the caves, then only the town that is missing it fast, not the one that's next to it.
But the town over it, they don't fast because they have food?
No, because they have plenty of water also. Their water reserves and supplies are fine.
Right, so didn't we say that if it's
now with food, that's with food, right? Because you're going to eat you at house and home. But here's the water. I don't know, the water supplies, I guess, aren't lost if you have it in the boar or sea. It's a good point, but I think
you would think it would be the same for water and food, no?
Maybe water supplies are, you know, with boar or sea, that's like a lot of extra. Food, maybe, I don't know, maybe, I hear your question. Why, when it comes to food, a town, neighboring town is in a food shortage, we're going to still sell you to fast or something, or you to fast or a daven, right? Here we're not telling you anything. It's a good question. I hear that point.
Hey, Rav.
Yeah.
Is it that we're davening like up until Sukkot or Pesach, whatever it is, or is it only on that? Only on.
I think up. It sounds like up until. It sounds like over here. That's as far. Yeah, the lashon it uses over here is, b'frosa Pesach. Oh, it sounds like what you're saying. Meaning that's what you're saying. Rashi here says b'meya Pesach. That's, I guess, the time we can tell whether or not you know, it's going well, and we've davening that day.
Do you want a drink?
Want to get me some hot chocolate, sweetie?
Sure.
Hot chocolate? Okay. Sunny summer day.
Well, you know, that's what we got. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Oh, sorry, Aaron. It sounds like over here that was those are the days when you actually should daven on those days, it sounds like. That's what you're saying to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that also. That sounds right. Okay. Those are the days when we can really tell that there's a problem and that they don't have the right amount of rain. We should be davening for them. We can tell there's a shortage of it. Let me get my hot chocolate. Ooh. Thank you. So nice and thoughtful. Get out of here, girl.
Can I try?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it good?
Delicious. Chocolate. Okay. Okay, back in the Gemara. See you soon. Says the Gemara. the Askara, but this disease called Askara, which is like a the Gemara Brachos brings down, it's the most painful type of disease. We actually had a Masechta Sota as well, if you remember. The Meraglim, we said, died of Askara. It's a disease that causes like a strangulation of the throat. It's the most painful death out there. So it's Manshish Bamisa Masrina Le. When there is death attached to this throat disease, then we fast and we cry out for this situation. Manshish Bamisa, even if it's painful, but it's not resulting in death, A Masrina Le. We would not cry out for it. Masrina Le Gobai, we do cry out for Gobai, the Cholshu, even a small amount of it. Gobai is a type of locust. Rashi puts that up here. That you never have like singular go by. If you see these locusts coming by a little bit at a time, it's only a matter of time until they come and they rush at you. So if you see a little go by, get to shul and start fasting and crying out. Shemin Elazar Omer, Af Al Chagav, even on this type of locust where you might have little bits of at a time, even then you would fast if you saw a little bit of a time coming. Again, go by, we said, eat go by, you fast even with a little bit because you know that there's more coming. And Chagav, you've seen a little bit also, Rishon Lezer says you would also fast for that small amount that you see there. Okay, a little more than we'll stop. Tanra Bana, Masrin Ali Lanos,
what's
Shnei. Question someone or no? Ran?
What's Chagav?
Which one?
Chagav.
Chagav is also a type of locust. It's a locust that usually travels a little less in packs, so you might see scattered ones here and there as opposed to go by, which becomes more like herd. I don't know if herd's the right thing to say, but in groups, in mass. Okay. You only blow shofar and you start to, again, fast for trees when it's not Shemitah. In other times of the years, other years but not Shemitah, because anyways, the trees aren't they're like, they're no ones at that time during Shemitah. But regarding boros, shichlam oros, but the wells and the ditches and the caves, then there you even daven on Shemitah years because it's you need water. It's not for the growth of the vegetation, it's for the water. But Shimon Leo Omer, Af al Ilanos b'Shvius. You even daven for the Ilanos during Shemitah. Mishi Yesh Bahen Parnasa L'Aniim. Because there is Parnasa L'Aniim. Because the Aniim can eat off it. It's not yours, but people are allowed to eat them. Meaning, during Shemitah, people do eat the fruits. Just you can't sell them. It's not yours to own. But the Aniim can go and collect and take them as well. And therefore, we want the fruits because people, Aniim will eat them. We have a Tanya Yidach, another teaching we have. Masrin al Ilanos b'Shar Shnei Shavuot. We daven, we blow shofar, we fast for the ilados that are not growing well during other years that are not Shemitah. Alboros shichad alboros apil b'shvius. Rav Shimon Leo Omer af ilados masriin alasvichin b'shvius neshiyesh behen parnas l'aniim. Not only on the trees, but even on the svichin. Svichin is when you have like these like random growths, like you have, let's say, a seed fell over here and it sprouted something on its own, or something fell down there and it made its own development, its own growth. I don't know what you call that in English, but it's like an aftergrowth, thing that kind of like grew after the fact. They just kind of like sprout on their own, which happens sometimes in flowers and plants and trees even. You have a seed that kind of just, who knows how it got there, but it grew and started growing. That also might happen. And therefore, even for those svichin, that are things that we're not even aware of, we should be davening for them even during the Shemitah year. Because once again, that does provide the Aniim with a level of sustenance. Okay, finally, the last part of here, close to the last part of here. Tanya Amr Blazer ben Parta. Miyom Shachar Beis Hamikdash Nasu Geshavim Tzimukin Li'olam. That when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, rain became very tight for the world. Meaning, when Beis Hamikdash was around, we had a better conduit to daven to Hashem. We had the Beis Hamikdash around. Now, we don't have that anymore, so the rainfall is a little tighter than usual. Yet Shana Shegeshameh Merubin, Yet Shana Shegeshameh Mu'atin. There are sometimes we have a good year of rain. Sometimes we have a very poor year of rain, a weak rain, a little bit. Sometimes you have a year that the rain falls in the right time, sometimes it falls not in the right time. When it falls in the right time, what's it similar to? When it's an Eved whose master gives him his wages, his needs on Sunday. Because now he has the whole week. He knows what he has coming. Nim says Isa Nefes Kitikna. He's able to bake his dough properly. Benechel's Kitikna. And he's able to eat it properly. He knows what's coming. He can ration everything off properly. He makes it with ease. He knows that he has taken care of that week. What's it like when it doesn't rain properly? It doesn't rain at the right time. What's it similar to? The Eved Shnasim L'Rava Pranasim Be'er Shabbos. The Eved who's paid by the end of the week by his master. And it's all last second. Nim says, Isa Nefei Shoki Tikna. He's not able to bake the bread as he would like to do it, as carefully as he'd like to do it. Nechel Shoki Tikna. He can't eat it also. He's not eating it with rationing out properly. He has no idea when it's coming. And therefore, it's a much different type of experience. How about the other case we mentioned in the Gemara? Shanashin Yeshemeh Merubin L'Mahudom. What's it like when you have a lot of rain? Le'Eved Shnasim L'Rava Pranasim Be'er Achas. To a master who gives his a lump sum to his Eben. Nimsu Rechaim Toknos Minakur, Machu Toknos Minakav. So we see that the Rechaim, which is the mill, when a person has grain, he puts it on the mill, the water mill, let's say. And whatever the Rechaim, the mill, grounds up from a core, which is 180 times the amount of a kav. It's both volumes. So the same thing that's lost in a core is lost in a kav, meaning. Whenever you, let's say, if you pour from cup to cup, in the process of pouring, you would lose something in the process. Like there's a piece of the drink that doesn't make the cut to the next place. Whenever you make something, let's say you make dough, so at some point in time, a little bit gets lost each time you make it. So I make a huge batch or I make a small amount. In both cases, I lose a little bit of the dough in the process of making it. If I make a bunch at one time, then I lose, let's say, X amount. If I make a little one time, I still lose the same X amount. So therefore, if I have it, I make it a mess, I'm not losing as much. I'm losing X amount of 1,000 versus the same amount of 100. So we see over here that if you have a chance to make it all together, then you are zocha to not lose too much at one time. And the opposite, sorry, and continuing on, he says, V'nim says, Isa ochelos min akur, kmo ochelos min akav. And we also find that the Isa, the dough, is you eat it again from the core, like you eat from the kav, again, the amount of dough that's lost is not so much. I'm going to stop up here actually right now, even though I just a middle of a sentence with things left for Amelie Netter, about to get run out. Come back on for a minute to discuss the game plan with timing. We said.